Yud Beis Elul, Sunday the 7th of September, Rabbi David Kahn, a practical guide to Hilchos Shavuos. This week's Torah Way is sponsored by Family Blachman to celebrate the birth of their granddaughter, Chaya Sora Karp. Mazel Tov.
Morning, Mazel Tov. And we can't manage this in half an hour, but we're going to have a little introduction, start off, make a start, and first thing is, the Dinim of Shavuos starts in less than 3 weeks. Less than 3 weeks, Rosh Hashanah, it'll be immediately, the Dinim of Shavuos will apply. The thing is like this, what is it, how does it apply to us? It applies to us in three ways, or the Dinim of Shavuos are three things. Number one, that we don't do Avodah, no work can be done in the field. Number two is that we have to be mafkir the fields. Number three is that the Peirus have a dinim of Kedusha Shavuos. That's what we have. People turn around and say, the problems of Shavuos, how are we going to cope? We've got additional restrictions. Just a nice subject to start off with. Rav Ginzburg, one of the famous Rabbonim of Yerushalayim of old, once suggested, and this was very, very warmly received by both Rav Shlomo Zalman and by Rav Eliashiv, that when we say Kiddush on Rosh Hashanah night, this Rosh Hashanah night, and we say Shechiyonu, that we should have in mind that the Shechiyonu should go on the mitzvahs of Shavuos that are going to apply to us in the year to come. So Shavuos is a privilege. It's a privilege to keep the mitzvahs. And of course it will apply to us here in Chutz Loretz with an abundance of produce that arrives here. And we'll talk about that. This is what I'll focus on. People who have apartments in Eretz Yisrael, it'll apply to them if you have your own garden or you don't have your own garden, but they're areas which are joint areas of all those who live in the building that you have an apartment where you're paying Vad HaBayis, you're contributing towards some of the works that are being done, normally being done to the gardens, then also we have to have a say, we have to say our say about making sure that everything is done Kedasa Kedin and that only what is permitted to do to preserve what's there is done and not otherwise. But, of course, the main thing that will apply to us is we go to any of the shops, the supermarkets, there is an abundance of produce. Hopefully, the fiasco with the supermarkets is over, and there will be produce there now coming from Eretz Yisrael, that's okay. But the problems, the dinim of Shavuos, apply immediately after Rosh Hashanah. What I mean is the din of vegetables will be this coming year, and fruits are much later. Why is that? Simple, just the basic dinim is that when produce is considered as belonging to the seventh year of, i.e. the year of Shavuos, the year of Shemitah, when it comes to vegetables, it depends on when they're picked. So if you have peppers, cucumbers, tomatoes, etc., courgettes, all these things that I've been told and things that I've seen that we'll find in the supermarkets, you've some list, there's sweet potatoes, carrots, sweet corn, onions, baby small potatoes, these things from Eretz Yisrael that we see in the shops, these things depend on when they're picked. If they're picked after Rosh Hashanah, they will have Kedusha Shavuos even if they were fully grown before Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, in practice, what we're faced with is that in Eretz Yisrael, let's say on Thursday and Friday, it's a national holiday. So let's say nothing is going to be picked on Thursday and Friday. Unfortunately, there are places where they'll be picking as usual on Shabbos Shuvah. Shabbos Shuvah, I imagine something like Tuesday, there'll be produce from Eretz Yisrael that's been picked after Rosh Hashanah, Tuesday, Wednesday. I don't know exactly. I've asked someone to find out exactly how quickly it's reaching the shop. But something like Tuesday, Wednesday, before the end of the week, produce will be arriving from here, from Eretz Yisrael to here. So I think all the years round, we know that we're supposed to, we look at things that we buy, because we've got trumas and maaseres to take. Even if you buy things from Eretz Yisrael, and if you take trumas and maaseres, there's no reason not to, as long as there's no oral question. So you take trumas and maaseres, people are used to looking. One has to be even more careful to look and see where things come from when it comes to coming from Eretz Yisrael. These produce, things that come, vegetables that come from Eretz Yisrael, would be a problem immediately afterwards. The fruits, though, will not be a problem. Because, let me just explain to you the whole overview. The reason why the fruits won't be a problem is because peiros depends on chanoto, on when the fruit, when the trees blossomed. And therefore there's a machlokes, big machlokes, whether it depends on the blossoming from Rosh Hashanah or from Tu B'Shvat, but it's from Rosh Hashanah or Tu B'Shvat of this year. So therefore fruits will start being a problem sometime after Pesach. Shortly after Pesach, when the soft fruits come out, peaches, nectarines, apricots, etc., those fruits become ripe then. The citrus fruits that are not ripe yet, yes, the citrus fruits from this year that are not ripe yet, that will only come into the market in the autumn, late autumn and winter. So if you go to Eretz Yisrael, I think we all know that you see something after Sukkos, really the thing to call it is a green. We call it an orange, but it's not orange yet. You see the thing, they're not ripe yet. So the citrus fruits are not yet ripe until October, November. So what we'll see, although we're observing Shavuos, the citrus fruits that come in are still definitely shishis. They've blossomed yeah, last year. So the problem that's going to be with citrus fruits will be next year. So we've got 2 years nearly, of a span of about 2 years of where we have to be concerned immediately about vegetables and then afterwards about fruits. What is the concern? What are our problems? What are the problems that we've got? So we've got a list of problems, and I'll go through them one by one just to introduce them, and we'll have to go into more details, Mari Makomis, etc., etc., possibly at another stage. But there are 7 problems that we've got with Peiros Shavuos. They arrive, if they've been picked, let's talk about vegetables, cherry tomatoes, your whatever you see, peppers, sweet potatoes, whatever it is, these things, there are 7 problems that immediately are going to apply. We've got, first of all, this produce should not be taken out of Eretz Yisrael. There's an issa to take them out of Eretz Yisrael. So an issa has been done to get them here. So the question is, does that matter? Now that they're here, is there any problem? The answer is that there is a problem. If you've bought them and you wish to go from London to Manchester, there's an issa not just to take them out of Eretz Yisrael, but there's an issa to take them mimokim lemokim. Now, I'm not saying there's an issa to take them home within the same village, within the same town, the city, but certainly mimokim lemokim is explicit in the Gemara, in Psochim, that you mustn't take them, mimokim, from place to place. So that's number one. Even in the Eretz Yisrael, there's got to be a bil where they are. So therefore, one mustn't take them. There is a problem of shomor. In other words, produce that's been guarded. We've got to declare our fields hefka, which we start off with 3 things. You must declare your fields hefka, you mustn't work the field, and the peiros hefka is shvius. So therefore, immediately after Rosh Hashanah, why is Tesco, Sainsbury's, Asda, why have they got produce from Eretz Yisrael? Because it's been sold to them. If it's been sold to them, the owners of those fields have locked their fields. They clearly haven't declared their fields a free-for-all, the produce. The din of Shomos, the payers that have been guarded, there's a huge machlokas with Shonim, whether the Issa is 3-way machlokas. Rashi says the Issa is only upon the person who's done it, but the peiros don't become osa. The Ramban says there's an issa to buy it from them as a knas, that we mustn't buy it from them, but the peiros remain mutter. And Tosfos and many other Rishonim hold that the peiros themselves become osa to eat. Problem number 2, which will come a little later, is a problem of nevad. There's an issa to work the field, to cultivate the field, and produce that's a product of nevad is itself, again, a big machlokas about it, whether it affects the peiros or not, whether the peiros become forbidden or not, and most of the Rishonim forbid. There's only a machlokas whether it's deraisa or drabonon. The only one who allows it is the Rambam. But a whole list of Rishonim say that never, whether that won't be immediately after Rosh Hashanah, but because anything that comes to the market now has been fully grown or nearly fully grown, there's no necessity for cultivation. But anything that has been cultivated, helped along in a way that's forbidden, then according to most Rishonim, it forbids the produce, it's nevad. Problem number four is a problem which will come a little later on still as we go along, and that's a problem of svichim. So, So the Pasuk talks about that svichim literally means what grows on its own. So the farmer harvests now, just before Shavuos, as he's harvesting the grain, a bit drops, and it drops back into the field, and some of it will grow. So what grows on its own, minatayra, is mutter. It has Kedusha Shavuos, but it's mutter. But what happened was that people were cheating. Suddenly, in the morning, so he says, Rabbi Yankel, your field is full of produce. Ah, he says, the nace of Shavuos has descended upon my field. Because in the middle of the night, he went and he sowed his field. So Chazal, to stop people cheating, they forbade both what has been sown and planted during Shavuos, and also even what has grown on its own. In practice, take an example of cucumbers. Cucumbers take about 2 months to grow. So 2 months after Rosh Hashanah, or thereabouts, anything that's reaching the market has been planted during Shavuos. Again, the Issa of Svichim only, and that's Issa of Svichim means that you're not allowed to eat it at all. There's no machlokas about it. It's quite clear. We may not eat it. And now the question will be that, by the way, Svichim only apply to annual, to things that need to be sown every time afresh. But to perennials, like fruit, there's no Issa of Svichim. Anything which is perennial, as far as I know, it's only fruit which is periperates or fruit which is adomo. So you have some fruit which is adomo, which is perennials, like bananas, strawberries. These things don't need to be replanted, they keep going. But vegetables, all of it, as far as I know, everything that we receive is all sown afresh. Even the peppers, I understand that they pull them up and sow them afresh, although there are some types of peppers that can keep going, but I don't know in the world of agriculture whether they actually do it, or whether they start afresh because they're better, but in practice that's something that we can't eat at all. The next problem that we've got is...
Mention hydroponics?
Well, I don't know that we get to it now, but in principle, it's definitely in my part of the shiurim that I've got on Shavuos, it's very much there. So the next problem that we've got is there's an issa schayra. You're not allowed, part of the Kedusha Shavuos is that it's la'ochlo v'lodis schayra. You're not allowed to buy and sell it. So again, the problem is that this produce has got to the supermarkets, it's been sold. Is there an issa for us to buy it from the supermarkets because they have sold it? No, there isn't. Is there a din that we have to boycott it as a result? No. But in practice, we'll have problems with Svichin a little later. We'll have problems with Nevad a little earlier. We've got problems with Shomor immediately. You've also got, by the way, if you do buy something by mistake from the supermarkets or from anywhere it is, and it says on it that it comes from Eretz Israel, then you can't take it back. There's a din that it's Osa Limso, Perus Shavuos or Dumei Shavuos Lamoretz, because they won't treat the Perus with the right dinim. Kol Shekein Anochri, you mustn't hand it back. So if you bought it, although there is a returns policy, they'll take it back happily, but we mustn't hand it back. In practice, what do we do with it? You need to come and ask a Shaila. That's the most I can ask, because there'll be lists coming out, I hope. Last Shavuos, there were lists in the Hamodiah. There was a special magazine for it. They did an excellent job. I've still got it, but hopefully it'll be updated to make sure it is up to date, of the precise dates of each vegetable, when there's going to be a problem of when it's still Shishis produce. Something like sweet potato, for example, keeps for about 6 months. So we won't get the new produce. When the new produce comes in, when it is a problem of Shomor v'Nevad, or Shomor only Nevad and Svichim. So all of that will lead to know, to be able to, so someone has by mistake bought cherry tomatoes, you need to know what's the situation. Is it Shomor? Is it Shomor and Nevad? Is it Shomor, Nevad and Svichim? So therefore, a Shaila will need to be asked what to do with it. In other words, definitely you can't take it back. Definitely in the first place you shouldn't have bought it, but is the right thing to do to rely on those who are makel with Shomor, if it's only Shomor, or, and there's evidence that the Beis Yosef and the Marbit, there's evidence that the Beis Yosef and the Marbit, they were makel with Shomor. Each person should ask their Rav. I'm not going to discuss exactly, but I think it is a situation where if you buy things by mistake, you may not take them back, and a shaila needs to be asked what to do with it, what should be done. I'll mention also, there's also a problem, less of a problem nowadays, that we all pay with credit cards or debit cards or whatever it is, but there was in principle there's a problem of Dmei Shvius. If I go and I would like to buy one pallet of cherry tomatoes, and it costs £1, and I can't be bothered using a card for it, or there's a £2.50 charge for using a credit card, so it'll make the cherry tomatoes rather expensive. So I take £1 out of my pocket, and I pay for these cherry tomatoes. The Kedush of Shvius doesn't just remain on those cherry tomatoes if they come from Eretz Yisrael, but it's transferred to the money. So now, inside the cashier, inside there is Dmei Shvius that's there. I don't think there's a problem in practice getting change throughout the year from the tills, because I think that there is, number one, very few people pay with money nowadays. The roiv of the money in the till is going to be, certainly will not be Dmei Shvius, although money is Dovash of a minion, and therefore it's got a din of Kavur Midrabanon. Nonetheless, I think it's a Sofik Kavua, it's not a Vadai, that in any till there is, that you receive money from, that there's definitely Dmei Shvius. And therefore, in practice, you don't have to worry about buying an innocent, whatever, box of tissues, because, by paying money, because you might get change back of Shvius. But if you pay with a card, there's no problem at all with that. But if you pay with money, then what would happen was that Dmei Shvius, the Kedusha, would transfer over there. If you go to Eretz Yisrael, and you go to a Makolet, and you want to buy a bottle of milk, and they're selling Schoira, which shouldn't be sold because it's Shvius, then you might land up in, you might have a problem that the change that you get has got Kedusha Shvius. And therefore, in such a case, I would certainly advise those who have the availability to be able to use cards instead of money. It's certainly a good idea to do that, so you don't get into trouble with Dmei Shvius, when all you're doing is buying an innocent bottle of milk or whatever it might be. That is itself a potential problem. The other question is a fascinating question, which is a question about Trumas Umaisras. Is Trumas Umaisras due? Does one have to take Trumas Umaisras for Peyur Shvius? Well, how could that be? Because it could be perfectly legitimately bought and perfectly mutter way to do it. And that might be, for example, there's a big machlokus between the Beis Yosef and the Marbit about Yevul Nochri. And that's something which, again, if you go to Eretz Yisrael, certainly you'll be faced with this. And that is, the question is, there are many Arab growers, and they will produce. That where does the frum world get its produce from during Shavuos? So it will come from Oitza Beis Din, which we'll have to discuss at some time. That will only apply in practice to fruit. They will get it from Arab, from Yevul Nochri, and they will come from imports. Now, Yevul Nochri is a fascinating question, that you have a non-Jewish landowner in Eretz Yisrael. What happens to Kedusha Shvius? Does it apply to his produce or not? That's a big machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the Marbit, whether there is Kedusha Shvius or not. Whether Yesh Kinyan Lenochri Leakum, as the Gemara says, Lafkia Midei Kedusha. Is there such a thing? What happens if a goy owns the field? Does the Kinyan take away the Kedusha, or do we say no? The Kedusha, the Din of Shvius, applies to the produce of Eretz Yisrael. It's still Eretz Yisrael. The Beis Yosef held that its Yevul Nochri does not have Kedusha Shvius. The Marbit held that it does have Kedusha Shvius. the minig in Yerushalayim, and that's how the Badats function, certainly that's how they were functioning Lashvius, is that, I'm sure they'll do the same, is that Yuval Nochri does not have Kedusha Shvius, whereas the Chazon Ish and others held that it does have Kedusha Shvius, and therefore one has, therefore, various arrangements have to be made, and the way you treat the what you buy has to be with all the considerations of Kedusha Shvius. There's a similar machlokas between the two, Beis Yosef and the Marbit, unconnected, but nonetheless very relevant, is what happens during Shvius. Is it, as the Marbit says, Afkoso de Malko? Is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares everything Hefka, and something which is Hefka, there's no din of Shumas and Maisras? Or, as the Beis Yosef disagrees, and he says, no, it's because we have to be Mafkir, our fields, that's what takes away the din of Shumas and Maisras. The difference, Nafka Minna, is two things. Number one, somebody, an irreligious Jew, who doesn't open their fields, doesn't declare their field Hefka, the Beis Yosef says in such a case, Trumas and Maisras would have to be taken from his produce. Yuval Nochri hasn't done anything wrong, din of Shvius doesn't apply to him personally, but when we buy his produce, do we have to take Trumas and Maisras if the Miruach, the last stage, was done, Birshus Yisrael, then in a normal year, there would be a Chi of Trumas and Maisras, even though it was grown by a Nochri, would Trumas and Maisras have to be taken? And that is the machlokas between the two of them, and in that case would make a difference whether there is a chiyuv of Trumas and Maisras to be given, or whether that Trumas and Maisras have to be taken or not. In practice, it doesn't really apply to us in Chutz Loritz, because what we receive is going to be Shomor, Nevad, and Svichim, and therefore it's going to be a situation where we'll have, certainly in the first place, we're not going to buy it, and afterwards, apart from that, we're going to be in a situation where we'll have to ask a shayla what to do with it, b'dyeved, once it's been bought. One thing I will say, please, please, don't go to shops and ask, does this come from Israel? There's enough people who are boycotting Eretz Israel. We don't need to join them. We're not interested in joining them. We have halachic issues that we have to... that we have the privilege and the mitzvah to abide by, and those are our only concerns. And therefore, one should be very discreet and very careful. I will say, online ordering of shopping is going to be, I think, it's something that is not going to be practical, something that is out for the Shvius year, because, number one, you can't see online, I'm told. You can't see where it's coming from. Number two, they have the right to change and give you an equivalent or an upgraded thing, in which case you've got no control over that. And once it's arrived in your house, as we mentioned, although you can return it, you can give it back. But that would be normally under the returns policy. Unless they've given you something that you haven't ordered, they would then ask you, do you want it or not, I'm told. And in such a case, you could say, no, thank you very much. But if you've ordered it and they've delivered it, I think that's already considered it's yours, and if you give it back, it's under the returns policy, and there's an issa to be moisa to meishvias and peyushvias la'ama oretz, and certainly not to anochri, and therefore, if people's shopping habits are like that, they would have to change. Needless to say that there are shops here locally which will have a hechsha for shvias, that everything brought there is alright, is not a problem with shvias. One is welcome to shop there. You don't have to shop there, but if you shop in other places, then one has to have one's wits about one. One has to know what's going on.
Sometimes you use the word shmita, and sometimes you use the word shvius.
I'll tell you. Really, when one's talking about agriculture, one should call it shvius, not shmita, because the pasuk says. If I've written it here, the pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, who's a Bal Koyr over here? Shomoit kol Baal Mashe Yodoi. Yes, so it says Zed Va Shmito, Shomoit kol Baal Mashe Yodoi. So the Gemara says there, why Shomoit? Zed Va Shmito, Shomoit. So the Gemara says B'shnei Shmitas Hakosu Medaber, Echod Shmitas Karka Ve'echod Shmitas Ksofim. It's big machlokes rishonim. What shmita's karka refers to? Does it refer to yovel? Does it refer to what we call shmita? Does it refer to the produce? But it's quite clear that the Shmita, the word concept Shmita, means to abort. It refers to the cancellation of debts. Shvius refers to the seventh year's produce. The Pircha on this is the Rambam calls his Perek on it Shmita v'Yovel, and he talks about mainly about agriculture. But generally, the way to distinguish this, it really should be called Shvius, is the seventh year's produce, and that's really what it applies to. I'll just mention quickly and briefly, the Heta Mechira, as was called, is something that we cannot rely upon on any accounts. The problems nowadays, the problems with it, are number one, are you allowed to sell? Chazanish says you're not allowed to sell out Israel to Nochrim. There's an Issa to sell. There's an Issa deraisa to sell, says the Chazanish, and Shvius nowadays is Rabbonon. Says the Chazanish, it just doesn't begin. Problem number two is, does it help selling it? Yesh kinyan lenochri lafkia midei kedusha? No, according to many rishonim, it doesn't work. The next problem is, of course, nowadays far more than ever used to be, that it's completely different to mechiras chometz in any shape or form. You might say, well, we sell the chometz, why can't we sell the thing? The answer is, when it comes to selling the chometz, number one, when you sell the chometz, you've got two options. You've got a collection of whiskey, so you stand there, there's the goy, there's the sink. You either pour it out, throw it away, or you sell it. There are people who don't want to sell real chometz for exactly this reason, for Pesach, but even if you do sell it, it's a sale where you've got proper gemiras das, you want to sell it, because if you don't sell it, you're an el chayit, you're not going to own chometz on Pesach, you either intend to sell it, or you pour it down the drain. You made a decision. When it comes to selling out to Israel, there's not a decision. Either you sell it or you throw it away. Just keep Shvius. You'll have it this year. You'll have it next year. You'll have it the year after. Just keep the dinim of Shvius. Problem number one. So there's no gemiras das. Those who were selling it did not intend. The next thing is, I'll tell you another reason there's no gemiras das. Whatever you name a price for Eretz Israel, put any figure, any number of noughts on it, I'll give you 10 seconds, the League of Arab Nations will come up with the money. So there's no question about it, but there's no gemiras das whatsoever to sell Eretz Yisrael at all. And then, therefore, unfortunately, even the Gedolim, they were in a minority, but they were Gedolim nonetheless, who did go along right in the early years, because it was a situation of pikuach nefesh, there was no other option, and it was definitely for situations then and not for now. So when one goes to Eretz Yisrael to visit, and even over here, last Shavuos, Schaira came in to our shops over here, and it said on it, Al pi Hetzer Mechira. I know people who found it, returned it to the shop, and it was taken off the shelves. But the Hetzer Mechira is something that will land up here. Certainly when you go to Eretz Yisrael, one's got to be very careful. And possibly the places that you go to normally, you would have gone to, whatever it is, one has to be very careful to make sure that the produce that's being received, that you receive, is not Hetzer Mechira produce. And if you do receive it, it has all of the restrictions that we mentioned until now, that there's svichim, there's everything else, it's a schayra, everything else that applies to it, and one would have to ask a shayla accordingly how to deal with it and what should be done. Just a quick note about Oitz of Bezdin, but that will finish because we're running out of time, and there's much more to say, but I have to go through things one by one, it's just an overview. The concept of Oitz of Bezdin, just there should be some clarity, is that a Beis Din takes, there's a field which has an orchard. The fruit grows on its own. There's no Issa at all to eat it. So the Din should be really, and this is what goes on a lot in Eretz Yisrael, people travel down to the orchard, you help yourself to a few oranges, you help yourself to some grapes, there's limits of how much you can take, how you take it, etc., etc., as long as there's still some left for Lachaya, Shebar, Tzecho, etc., etc., all the dinim is man bior, etc., etc. But the idea is that instead of us all doing that, traipsing down for a few oranges, so an arrangement is made by which a Beis Din takes over the field on our behalf. They're our shluchim. There's no profiting at all. They ask us, and in fact they can demand from us, to contribute towards their expenses. They will employ people as workers only. Nobody's making a profit. Very often they will use the farmers who are keeping Shavuos to give them some parnosa. They work as laborers. They pick the fruits, the transport costs, the packaging costs, etc. Those will be passed on to us. And then we don't buy Schreira from Oitzer Beis Din. It won't, we don't buy it. All we do is we pay a contribution to their costs and no profiting. These produce should not be found in any shops. There's an issa to sell it, and therefore, even though it's a basin, they can't sell it, it's to be distributed. And one of the dinim is, of it's a basin, they're not allowed to distribute it in a place where produce is normally sold. So it shouldn't be turning up in shops at all. It's a basin, not wine, not esrogim. That shouldn't be done at all. And a whole share needs to be given specifically, but esrogim I'll mention. The problem with esrogim is, predominantly, it will be the halachas will apply next year. Although there's a machlokas, you know the Gemara, whether the esrog is a yerek or whether it's a pri, and as a result, all the esrogim will be picked before Rosh Hashanah as a result, not to get involved in the problem. So any esrog with a decent hechsher will be have been picked before Rosh Hashanah, and therefore there's no problem not getting involved in the machlokas tanoim about whether it's a pri or a yerek. But next year, the produce will be Shvi'is produce. How is it allowed to be brought out of Eretz Yisrael? What are the dinim? How should those who generally deal in Arba Minim, how should they behave? Much more for another time. Okay.